My name is Brandon James. How old am I now? I am 31 and I'm from Richmond, Virginia. I think I got into designing and wearing costumes at a really small age. I can recall many times where I cut up 3,000 thread count sheets to be Batman. That was my first at the top of the stairs, and I got so excited. I'd be like, "Mom, look." And then I got really confused when I got like in trouble because I thought I was doing something nice, like, you know, but now I'm older, I realize things are cost money and are expensive, and so I get my own things. But I think it started there. I really liked Halloween, and I didn't want to wait for one day out of every year to like dress up. So I really felt like this was something where I could always dress up, and who doesn't want to be someone else all the time? I think what it allows me to do is step into the shoes of that character for a little while, and I try to stay in character when I'm a character. Before I do any costume, I look around to see who's done what and if someone's done it before. If it's something like, you know, Spider-Man or Batman, things people do all the time, I try to stay away from it. My goal is to really make people feel nostalgic. I feel like childhoods for most people is a really good time, like you can go back where before we had like responsibilities and bills and things like that. And you look at something when I'm walking around and you're like, "Oh, I remember this really good time in my life where this was on or I saw this." And I kind of try to make people feel that when they see some of the things I wear. I think Penguin is my favorite over there. This particular Batman film, it is one of my favorite films. There was something about how different he looked from normal people that I thought was cool, and he did such a good job like with the character, and I was like, I wanna do my take on it. I thought that'd be fun. Basically, he's a size 70 waist, white dress shirt, a jabot, so it's not really a tie, but it's like an old school like tie. I also have a fat suit on, so I'm much bigger than I usually would be. He's got an umbrella with a white spiral on it, and the face is a lot of prosthetic pieces. There's a prosthetic nose, a prosthetic cheek piece, a prosthetic eyebrow piece, and a bald cap with stringy hair, which I had to go to Sally's for, and I love the people at Sally's because this one lady was like, "I'm really curious why you need all this hair." So I had to explain to her what I did. Top it all off, he does have a top hat. Oh, and it comes with there's false teeth, which I mix red and black food coloring together with mouthwash. So when I talk to people, it oozes out just to give it that extra stay away from me, you know, look, which little kids are surprisingly okay with. I have met other cosplayers who are African American or, you know, darker complexions who sometimes wear highlights or things like that. And I always ask them, you know, I was like, "What's wrong with just being like you?" But no one could ever give me a real answer. But I definitely try to stay, with the exception of Penguin and the makeup, I try to stay as much me as I can, definitely. Especially with some of the other, you know, little kids out there. I don't want them to think it's not okay to be you, even while you're cosplaying. It's important to always be you, you know, but at the same time, not you, if that makes sense. For someone just starting out, don't discourage yourself. Definitely keep going. Like, cosplay is always a test run. Just have fun with it. And don't spend a ton of money on your first one. Like, you know, on your first one, try to keep a budget for yourself, which you can use in the future. It doesn't have to be perfect. You know what I mean? It's your first run. As long as you're pleased with it, then that's what's important.